a second. No, it was the second night. Connor, the man will get no bears.
Yeah, it's recorded. Yeah,
I'm gonna keep it real. There's too much horny in this room right now.
Yeah.
Too much horny in this room.
Wait, have you started recording the cameras as well?
Yeah, Everton recording it.
Yeah. We live.
Oh. What was happening?
Yeah, we'll just.
Oh, we look like cheeseburger from
McDonald's.
What kind of cheeseburger?
There's a McDonald's in DR, innit? Near the resort and that. Yeah.
You don't even want to talk about it. Your story was crazy in DR. Nah, it was disgusting.
DR, do you know what? I'll say DR is a special place, though. If you haven't been there, man, then I'll definitely recommend it.
Why is it special, Jay?
Huh? You can find yourself there.
Oh, and you can lose yourself.
Perception, innit? I'm thinking of
I was on TikTok the other day, and some DR video. My guy's just chilling and got a girl in front of him. And like, you see when you got like shorts, no underwear.
Oh, Jesus.
His wood was wooden. Oh. He's just rubbing it. And it gave me a throwback when I was at the dinner table. Okay. This girl came up behind me and just grabbed it.
What?
He was there with me, you, DR.
I was in DR.
What lies?
Huh? Nah, it was crazy. The prostitutes are crazy. Like, but the levels.
It's mad.
Mm. I understand why they're so cheap, but
would you pay the paper though? Huh? Would you pay the paper?
No, I don't think I would.
How much did it cost you and you?
Don't try.
How much did it cost? I'm thinking about the table service. It's sounding too connected.
I was thinking, I don't. While on holiday, I don't think I'll pay for pussy. Pay for pussy.
We all pay for pussy though, G.
Oh,
we all pay for pussy. When you take a girl out and you wine it and dine it and you pay for the hotel.
You don't go Dutch now?
Nah, this nigga said go Dutch. Fuck, I look like the Gam Congolese talking about some Dutch. Nah, man. When you like wine and dine and then pay for a hotel, is that not paying for pussy?
I can't lie.
I guess you're not.
Do
you know what it is? Niggas will never say it's paying for pussy because you're not directly paying for the act of sex. But it's paying for pussy. Yeah.
Paying for pussy, you're cutting out the middle.
Like, what I was. Yeah, that's true.
What I will say is that
you're not paying for pussy because likelihood is she was going to sleep with you anyway. Mm. Yeah?
Mm.
But obviously... I can't lie. More time, Brewski. Like, the thing is, if you're paying for a hotel, the girl's not... Like, more time, innit? Oh. She's not agreeing to stay with you. More time.
Yeah, nah, I hear you.
You get me? Obviously, it's nice to take whatever, but you're paying for pussy. Get me?
Like, but imagine, you get a hotel and the girl stays... For about an hour, and then she says she's going home.
Yeah, she goes.
That's definitely happening to people.
He's not here to confirm it.
That's definitely happened before.
But Chino said that's why you need to have a contingency plan.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, you got to shout all the options.
You need to have a contingency.
You do.
Came from a night out, with no tings, and you're just at home waved. Just checking on. And you're like, oh, she's up. You're just cool around with me. You're just like, you ain't spoken to her in like 3 years. So he's like, man, you all good?
No, it's facts. I think
you're supposed to stay in your car if you do that once. Don't go in your yard.
Yeah. when you live by yourself, that's when you spend less money. On pussy, bro.
Yeah,
it's
come
like.
Come round.
Let's have a conversation.
Man, some food.
I never cooked a day in my life.
I can't even lie. It's just.
But you always have to have a plan A, plan B. Mm. Well, who said it? Having zero girls is too. Having
one. Mayweather said it.
Having one girl is too close to having no girls.
Oh, that's
I heard that.
Fair enough.
Mayweather said it.
I hear it.
Mayweather said that.
Yeah.
I hear it. Mayweather's the goat. True.
I saw the logic still, and I was like, "Raw." It's like raw.
But are we introcing ourselves?
Yeah.
So, man.
Got 55 niggas in the room.
Yeah, in the room still.
Let's go around.
Yes, Atlas, man. You know what time it is. Thank you for all the support, man. It's been There's been a lot. Get me. There's been a lot of eyes on the podcast recently, especially on TikTok.
A lot of hate.
But hey, man, all publicity is good publicity. You get me? Honestly, though, man. Nah, listen, I'll tell you something, what I've noticed is the funniest thing about TikTok is the comments.
Oh, yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah.
1,000%. TikTok comments are so fucking funny. But now, honestly, I've seen there's been a lot of attention on the podcast recently, innit? And nah, I appreciate it, man. Especially all the people I know personally who support. Love for that, innit? But yeah, Atlas, man, you know what time it is.
Oh, that was beautiful, man. I'm going to say that was beautiful.
Right. That was beautiful, man. Them 10 mark. Go on.
Should be you, really.
Alex,
you know, is that it? Father Alfonso.
I'm dropping that. It's the new year, man. I have to grow up someday, man.
You got grown men calling you father. That's crazy.
It's your boy Jazz Montel, one half of Jay Montel, one half of Two Maggies In.
You practice that, man, isn't it?
Yeah. Clockwork, man.
My name is Small. I'm happy to be here. Got my green card and everything. It is nice.
This nigga's stupid, man.
It's your boy Jay from Jay Montel, and the other half of Two Maggies In. Well, go on.
Cheers.
Yo, greetings to Sensei. You know, man like me.
Man said.
You know it is, man. Big Draco, aka Poly Gang Draco.
We're gonna get into that.
All of that. All of
Poly Gag.
All of that.
Yeah, we're gonna get into that.
Let's put that one on the side for a sec. Yeah. We're coming back to that. We're coming back to
that. How do I want to start this podcast? Oh yeah. Question. What's the different ways to say head? Getting head.
Oh, God.
You're trying to milk this one for me.
I've got my one.
There's so many.
I've got my one, but I don't need to take it, though.
You're a gatekeeper or something. You're
sometimes you have to gatekeep.
You only call me that, man. I don't say that around me.
No,
I'm going to come back for you later just for saying that. I'm a serious gatekeeper. I can't. You know people.
Nah, but you know what? You should just say it.
I'm saying, but I call it dribble.
Dribble.
Yeah.
It's a serious name.
I call it dribble. It's interchangeable. Dribble. I don't have to say any like football unless I want to give it a Ronaldinho. You know what I'm saying? Keep it dribble. Like it's easier.
I think subtle. The funniest one for me is Noddy.
That will always be funny.
Wait for Noddy.
Yeah, I just think of the kids show when they're that was a good show still.
Noddy.
And I think Shiners.
There's
very old school. Very old school.
There's Glog, Neck.
That's ridiculous.
Top.
Glog.
American one.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I like the Glog one still.
Top, yeah.
The Goat.
Brain.
Briz.
Brain and Briz.
Brizzy. I do like a Brizzy, though. Brizzy.
Niggas be calling it knowledge.
Yeah.
Niggas be calling it knowledge.
Pythagoras theorem and that.
Hey, rappers in 2008, they were getting their bars off.
They definitely were.
Didn't what's that song, that Will I Am song, French Montana? You call it IQ?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
you're taking it far.
Yeah, bro.
It makes sense, though.
GCSEs.
We said, you man prefer head or sex, though?
Sex.
Depends how I'm feeling, man.
I can't lie to you. If you pull up to mine and you just give me head, I want to go to 400 yards.
I'm a headers, man.
Mm.
Yeah. Know what I mean? you know what? If you pull up to mine and give me head and dip, hey man, I'm calm with it, man.
Uber Meats.
Uber Meats.
Uber Eats.
Hey, my
niggas is insane, B.
You like ain't never done it to a shorty where you just pull up, eat a pussy, and dip.
Never. I did that.
Wait, what?
Wait, what's going on?
By choice or
Uber Meats, bro. Uber Meats.
So where was the meat?
There was no meat.
So how's the Uber Meats then?
Because people order vegan food on Uber Meats, no?
I hear that.
Alright.
So you went to a ting's yard, ate her out, and went yard?
Yeah, I do it to my girl as well. Oh, shit.
That's your girl though.
But I do it. I don't know.
What do you mean as well?
I don't think I articulated that one properly.
It's not even special.
I don't think my girl.
That's crazy.
It's my favorite move.
It definitely in the dating stage, and I'm just saying, yo, like I'm gonna pull up quickly, and then it's like, and then I'm like, I'm going home now. It entices the next session.
But what do you get out of it?
Yeah. What do you mean I get out of it? I feel like it's more of a dominance thing, you know.
But what do you get out of it? What do you feel?
For me, I don't get nothing out of it, but internally, it's kind of like, yo, Dre, you just used yourself.
It's like invest in me kind of thing.
Yeah, like you invested in yourself. You did
feel fulfilling.
I feel like it's fulfilling to that submissive guy that chose in the back of my head somehow.
I hear it.
Yeah.
I remember one guy in college, he got outed crazy.
As a bowcat.
No, not even as a bowcat. Girl was just screaming. And she was like, "That's why you came to my yard, ate my pussy, and I kicked you out." I said, "Ooh,
that's mad."
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Man. The intentions are wrong over there. He was probably on her phone as get me tongue one.
All I'm saying, if that's happening to me at college, I'm never going back to that college again.
Nah, you got to affirm it. You got to affirm it. You got
to
affirm it.
I can't. Like, you have to affirm it.
Affirm it.
That makes some of the best people with the best minds, you know. Certain men that are talking to you that speak to you very intellectually, them men have been embarrassed.
It's I hear it.
In like 2011, 2012 times, man, it was sticky. You can't be telling people I ate your pussy.
Even if you ate pussy.
I can't lie. You know what's funny? In college, that.
Yeah.
If you beat, yeah.
The fact that you ate the pussy negates the fact that you beat.
Yeah.
2011, 2012, doing that is crazy.
Bro, I felt like in college, like, was definitely a moment, because I remember one of my dogs, you know, because college times, man, very much a lot of hood guys in college. I remember one of the guys from college is that, he's like, you know, did a lie. He's like, you lot were dating a lie. And I was like, yeah. He's like, yeah. She told me you was eating a pussy. And I was like, oh, shit. I was like, they found out.
Did you go college and ends?
I went college and ends. And I was like, yeah, I did. I was like, matter of fact, why did she even tell you? You know what? It don't even matter no more. Who else knows? Because after a girl knows, it's like another girl must know. So now you're on the market. Now you're on the market.
As soon as you pretty much kiss a girl, you're in a WhatsApp group chat.
Yeah.
Everything from there on.
He's breath stank.
Yeah.
Bro, word to Ludo, eating box about them was worse than snitching at. It's crazy. It's so crazy.
It's like, yeah, bro, you can tell the feds, but you can't talk.
That's so crazy.
Please.
That was actually a black chat. I'm black chat next to your name, bro.
Yep.
When was the first time you ate coochie, Alex?
The first time I
beat. Man put man on the spot. Yeah. Just
the
like...
first time I beat.
Wait. When did you lose your virginity?
I was a late comer.
Literally.
You're about to say 15.
No. I could be 16, 17.
Oh. And you called that late.
You called that late. Come
niggas
on, man.
We were beating in year 8.
I was 13.
You grew up. Swear. That's we're talking crazy. About with the right so mind.
Wait, let me get to this.
How did that happen?
What was you doing?
Where was you?
Doing outside like that, 13.
You know what I'm saying? What it was, my brother, peer pressure, innit? Kind of thing. Right. My brother's.
You gave up your brother. I provoked him.
My brother.
To be a man.
No McDonald's.
No Bev.
Man just
no chicken, no biscuit.
Have some pussy.
It was my brother with his friends, innit? They're like, "What? You're still a virgin?" Ha ha! I was like, "Right, obviously I'm."
Oh, they hit you with a Nelson Muntz.
So I was like, "There was a girl that was onto me. You were a dickhead for that, by the way."
You know what I'm saying?
Ha ha! So what's it called? I was 13. She was the same year as me, innit? 13, whatever. She was onto me. Facebook times, innit? And then kind of organised it. My parents left the gaff. Then I chopped her in my brother's bed.
That's a risky one. That's 13. Like a risky
Yeah. Jesus.
Call me a fucking virgin.
Knows now?
I don't like reliving the first time in my head. Every time I think about my first time, I'm like, yo, I should have started off better.
First time's my first time.
You watch porn to get like a match analysis kind of thing. You think, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. But you don't last as long as
anyone from my size that watched this podcast, yeah, if you know about S Block, yeah, that's where my first time was. And I thought,
S Block specifically,
yeah. S Block specifically. I'm not going to say what area it's in, but that was where my first time was. And I feel like from then, everything's been misconstrued.
Was it train settings?
Pardon?
Train settings.
Not a train setting. It was just me and her, but it was the fact that it's the fact. Brother,
this nigga is fucking stupid. Oh my God.
There was just things happening. There's like, get me, I remember a random lady coming and said, and she closed the door. Like, just things are outside, didn't it? And I was just like, I think about it, and I'm thinking, yeah, as a child, that would warp your mind. Mm. Yeah. That would definitely warp your mind.
Nah, your first time's never good. Even the shorty I lost my virginity to, we ran it back like 2 years later.
Had to.
Yeah, 100%. Way better.
I hear it.
I'm experienced now.
I'm a soldier of war.
Yo, what you guys saying? Did the girls know that you man were virgins before you slept with them?
Brother, I tried to say I was, but she said, no, you're not. She probably still don't believe me tonight. I promise you, I wasn't.
The first girl I was with, I didn't lie. Every time we were just talking about it, I was just talking like I knew what I was talking about. But then it actually came down to it. I think she clocked and she just led the way. And then,
Rockabye baby.
And then,
Are any of you not still cool with a girl you lost to?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, nah.
I tried.
She knew I was a virgin as well. Yeah. That's the craziest thing. So now she holds that up, man.
That information.
Do you know what it is? Oh. Me and the girl from virginity too are mad cool, but it's like we don't talk often, innit? Mm-hmm. She's even got a man and everything, but like.
Fair.
I don't even want to change the tone of the podcast, innit? But the reason why, I feel like me and her will always be cool. So back in 2016, one of my friends took his own life, innit?
Ooh.
And when I found out, I was on a date with her.
Ooh.
You get me?
Okay.
It's just one of those things where...
The majority of my exes, and it's not a good thing. That's not a good thing at all.
Yeah, man.
But that's the thing, though, about growing up in like relationships, you don't realize you're being the word that I don't know, like toxic. I just thought I was just that's the way life was.
Mm-hmm. But that's true.
I would say, my relationship problems stem from my older brothers and cousins.
Ooh. Yeah.
Because you see when, like man were getting girls, and I was like, yeah, I've got two girlfriends. Mm-hmm. I'm like nine.
You thinking that's normal?
That's the man.
Yeah, that's the man.
Yeah. And I was like, that's the way I'm going to be living.
And even on the TV shows, like, the brat who had their girls was always the mad cool guy.
Yeah. Saying Disney.
Yeah.
They ruined us.
not even just in general, like, there's always a show in it. I can't think of a show up my head, but we've all seen a show where it's like, there was like a character who probably a bit of a square, then he had a brethren who was a player.
Yeah, always.
It's like, I want to be like that nigga.
I'll never forget, when, you ever see like other people's relationships? I was like 16-ish. Mm. I seen like my brothers and cousins' like relationship. They was always like, "Yeah, just tell my girl to shut up." I was like, "Okay."
Yeah, that's right. No, wrong notation.
What else?
Yeah, I swear to you, my girl was talking one day. Stupid little bitch, bro. I never seen that iron thrown at me so quick.
Iron.
Did you dodge it?
You still got
the scar. Why are you following the blind leading the blind?
following these lambs.
Bro, I was like, cross that
one. I using that.
That's a mad one, still.
Can't like telling your girl to shut up is crazy. Calling her a bitch is even crazier.
Yeah.
You want to see that TikTok when the bear was like, I call my mom a bitch, and then my dad goes to me like, yo, like, did you call your mom a bitch? He's like, yeah. He's like, why'd you do that? He's like, because she was being a bitch. He's like, cool. Decked him.
You know what? I hear it.
Picked him up and was like, yo, don't do that. Don't want to have to do this to you again.
Was he white or black?
White brother.
Okay.
Have you ever, have you ever backchatted your parents?
Yeah, but you're younger.
But the thing is,
I don't think it don't go right. I feel like it hit them with intelligence and it sounds like backchatting.
Yeah.
Think you're smart.
Yeah.
See, when you're like,
you think I'm
sense,
with your friends. No.
But the thing is, my one was more of like, my dad will say something and then I'll be like, all right then. And then he'll just switch at me and he's like, yo, stop the talking.
Yeah.
And I was like,
I didn't say
anything.
Tears coming.
My mom still does it to me now, where she'll be saying something, I'll be quiet, I'll let her finish. She'll stop speaking, I'll try like say what I need to say, then she'll cut me off. And then I'll be like, cool. Then she'll do it again, and then like if one of my words crosses over one of her words, it's, don't talk over me. I'm like, fuck it.
I feel like they're baiting when they do that. I'm gonna give you two syllables.
It's like,
I dare to take one. I'm a dare to take one.
It's like, has your mom ever tried hit you and you just hit her with a block?
Yeah. Try to hit me.
She's screaming down on the phone. Like, my son just tried to kill me. Now all your aunties are just coming around thinking,
man. I can't even lie. One time I slightly hit my mom, you know.
What, you tried to block and you
accident. Can't. No, listen. Let me explain. Mama, I love you. Basically, me and my brother was fighting, innit?
Oh.
And then my mom's like trying to get in the way. Like, I go to hit.
Don't listen to me.
He ducks now. Slap my mom in the face. Everyone, you know when everyone just stopped?
Yeah.
I was like,
I'm nicked.
I started bawling, bro. I was like, hey, mommy, I'm sorry, bro.
My mom's tiny as well, so I ain't.
You know when the moment it's a fight or flight? Oh, shit.
I had to just apologize straight. Like, fuck it. What can I do?
Nah, when me and my brothers were fighting, my mom just used to come with the hot water or the cold water. One or other, bro.
Like prison.
Yeah,
torture,
my
bruv.
Yeah,
bruv.
Straight.
Hot water.
The hot water, I've got a cold laugh, bro. I'm telling you. Cool off and heat up at the same time.
Your mama started the acid attack.
You're dumb. I had enough.
I evolved in that.
These little niggas.
Not for that.
I said, what's that scar on you? I said, best part.
My mum was scary. My mum was moving like Mike Tyson back in the day. Yeah. Like, but I'm the youngest. So I had my mum while childline?
Childline
was coming, but no one really cared.
Yeah.
But I was them days, like, yo, you can't really hit me. Like, you can't touch me. But my brothers used to tell me stories, yeah. Mm. My brother was saying that one day the pizza man came and he was at the window above. And he by accident like dropped a pen on the pizza man, and my mum looked at him and said, "Watch me." My brother said he's never seen combos like that.
Man, give him that ivy.
See when the footwork's right. The breathing as well. My dad used to do the thing as well where he put me in a room, and he would leave the belt. You leave two belts.
That is pure ultimate pressure.
Ultimate. That's spiritual pressure.
He said, "What belt do you want to be with?" And I literally had to like just pick a belt.
The thing is, if you go with a thinner one,
it's long because that's gonna be
like quick. Whipped. It's whistling as well.
If you use a thicker one, it's like, you don't know. Bro, it's two different kinds of sting, isn't it?
Yeah.
You go into your wardrobe, you stuff. Everything,
yeah.
Socks, T-shirt.
Yo, I've never done that
see
before.
The bum pads nowadays. That's what it was like. Just stuff it there.
What did you do to? What did you do to receive the belt?
I was a bad youth. Like, I was just doing dumb shit. Even at my old house now, I'd write my brother's name all over the house.
And you're getting trouble for drawing on the walls. It's crazy.
It was blatantly me. my handwriting was wet. Like, I was like six, and by the time he was like 10. And like the sea was backwards.
They're trying to beat the stupidness out of you. Yeah. That's what was happening. Yeah. It's like, you are dumb. You dumb. Someone beat the dumbness out of you.
Yeah.
Huh? What's the maddest beating you ever got?
Maddest.
I got hit with a wok pan, bro.
The what?
Yeah, like on my back. Wok.
Imagine that on your head. You hear that. Dung.
Boom. It's because I dodged with the head and I went, but she. I definitely caught my back.
I can't remember what I did, but one time mom shot me in the stomach and winded me, innit?
That's a deep
sort of Mortal Kombat.
Shot me in the stomach and winded me. And I remember going, "Mommy, I can't breathe." She goes, "I don't care."
Man had a line while he was losing air, you know.
She goes, "I don't care." I said, "I'm finished."
kidneys bleeding.
Nah, we need to assess parenting, bro.
We
need to assess parenting.
Now, what I will say is this. I always say this. I haven't been beat since I was like 13 or 14. Mm. But whenever I think back on all the beats I got, I never felt like I ever got it when I didn't deserve it. I used to do some dumb shit when I was a kid.
I never got beaten at all.
My one was...
You're lucky.
No, not once.
Nah, because I didn't do no dumb shit, really.
Nah, my one was...
It was that quiet.
That's a lie. That's a lie.
My one was...
Nah, I didn't do no dumb shit.
School was always... calling home. And they knew my mum and dad were on giving me beats. And I was like, "You don't want me to call home." And like me, like a dickhead, I'm like, "Do it then." You see that stage where you're just an idiot?
Yeah.
I don't know the stage.
Yeah, like, I had like, it for like 10 minutes.
Then you just go home nervous. You don't
Man started padding up the trousers from early.
So dark outside and the door just goes.
That's when you say safe to everyone.
Open the door.
Like, you say safe to everyone.
I never forget when I came home, I rushed home, unplugged the telephone because she was like, "Oh, I'm gonna phone home." I lived like 5 minutes away from school.
Yeah.
Yanked it out. Dad comes home. She's like, why is your school calling me at work? And I was like, "That's even worse."
Mobile number.
Yeah.
He was like, "All right, cool." Then it was just one of them ones. It was a grown man beating. It wasn't beating. It was a man beating me up. Grown man. Like, I was about 14.
That was an ass whooping.
Like, it was even to the point he might even try to throw something back. And it was just like a little sparring system.
I'm tough now.
I even said, like, growing up with my dad, I was even talking to Moses about this, where I realized I had like a different like upbringing. Like, have you ever like spoken to your dad? Yeah, like the normal conversation, and he just blanks you.
Yeah,
bro. Like my dad, me and my dad would be having a conversation, like me and him sitting down watching TV. And I'll be like, that's for instance. So what are you doing tomorrow? My man will look at me like this.
Did the man thing.
And I'm just like, and sometimes he does it to my brother. My brother will ask him a question and he'll just look at him.
I was just like, said, oh, it's big people question. That's a
big disrespect, you know.
I said, talk when spoken to. That's it. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. But do you know what? I've always said, yeah, I get parents now. Imagine working a 9 to 5, yeah, with some dumb nigga. Yeah, this
I hear it.
We've all had that stress. Ask
you stupid question. Yeah. What you did tomorrow? Work?
Paying this deal?
Man said this is off paid hours. Don't ask me nothing right now.
Yo, but you like, did you just, like, used to talk to bears? Like,
bro, I was talkative. I was just always talking. Like, I'm like,
yeah. Oh, so years of experience.
You're annoying, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, I've been with women that have been like that. And bro, you just they get the gist, yeah, in the end, bro. Like, you're just talking bare. You're just saying, up. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing.
On your phone.
Yeah.
Like, with my parents, I'm mad annoying because that's my comfort zone. If I'm bored and my mum's sitting down in the kitchen, I am annoying her for about 5-10 minutes straight, just doing dumb shit.
You got
just,
time.
And I just walk out. And that's my time. That is my day done. that is like my pastime.
They could go gym or something.
Yeah. I'm like, you might need a hobby. Like, no, just might need a hobby. Annoyance can't be a hobby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It can be, man. Hey, man, it's my thing. It's my thing.
That's a special talent.
There's another question I wanted to ask you, lot. I seen it on Twitter and it made me think. Do you look like lingerie?
Do you know what? That's a good question. You know?
I thought about this a lot, and I thought that yes and no. It depends. Sometimes it depends on the color, the person, the body.
The color of the person. Or
No, the color.
That man's really from Mars, bro.
It was the color, comma. The person. Don't do him like that.
Yeah,
don't do him like that.
Then I said the body.
I'm with Lucky Spot from
Yo, I like it. I like it on the gram.
Yeah.
In person, it's just long, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why is it long in person?
Just being a gown. I'm going to
words when it comes to the lingerie thing, innit? Back it off.
Yeah.
But I feel just back it off. Like, what are we doing, innit?
So
like,
you're just tugging on it. You see that lingerie's got bare clips on it.
Yeah.
Bro. Do you know what I like? I'm going to tell you what I like more than lingerie, yeah? Like, you know them. I'm going to say, you don't know what I mean straight away. Them shorts.
Yeah.
I like a t-shirt.
Yeah.
That's me, innit?
Yeah.
Like,
or the bra. The bra that comes with the shorts.
Yeah. Like, calm. Stuff I don't need things. The lingerie thing is whatever because it's coming off anyway.
I feel like the lingerie thing is more like appreciated back in the day when people were more closed with their clothes.
Yeah.
So man, it was
man,
like,
man, see on the gram. I'm seeing in the clubs. You know what I mean? Like,
normally, but I still appreciate it because I know it costs money and you've come to look good. So I'm like,
pull up to me on Valentine's Day. No gifts, just lingerie, bruv.
That's not a gift, though.
You mind. Take it home. And when we break up, you're going to use it with the next man as well. Like,
get me.
You know what I mean? It's not special.
It's not a gift, though, because then you're going to blame me for objectifying you, and I don't want to do that.
That's it's like, your birthday, here's sex. You shouldn't have.
I'm going to take that one. I'm going to take that one.
Please do.
The birthday thing, that's even nuts. The birthday pussy is like, pussy again.
Last night.
When I'm saying, can it bring me two next time? Yeah. Bring enough. Bring me two. Don't do that.
I said bring me two white ones. Two white, one dark. What?
That's preference.
Two dark. What you always used to do on this podcast when you have new guests on the pod.
Oh, facts.
You haven't done it.
Wait, I want to do this.
Here we go.
We got three new men here. We need to know. What's the white woman body count?
What's the what?
White woman body count.
Starting that way, we're going that way. Zero. You ain't got to say a number. It can be a percentage or a number.
Zero.
Never.
Mm-mm. You saying can you vouch?
I like my people.
Yeah, I can vouch.
Don't like the cocaine.
Wait,
you're sweating.
Yo, you said.
You man sweating from time. These men smell the pressure.
Your forehead is sweating.
You can separate the man from the men. As soon as I said it, he never reacted. These two started thrashing out. Still, he didn't react.
I heard the question. I just said that.
He might be reading up numbers like this.
No, the man. Wait, hold on. Man said zero.
Yeah.
Brother.
Well done, man. Well done, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man.
What's your man's percentages?
No.
We asked the question.
Now, mine's probably about 40%.
40%? Oh, what's the number, bro?
God damn it. Hey.
The number. Nah.
I love God and Jesus Christ. My Lord.
He ain't got to send a percentage just come.
Yeah, 40%.
Wait. Man brings you cocaine, it's been 40% stepped on. Yeah.
Alex, we say
but pure.
You saying we want the number?
What, the number?
That's what I'm saying. Do we want the number?
No, percentage. Only percentage.
Percentage is fine.
That's a protecting man.
Wait, I'm going to guess 60 minimum.
I'll give it 60. I'll give it 60.
You look like a 60. That's
I give it 60. But wait. You mean like just white in general, not like British white, just... Huh? British white is low.
We talking about is cocaine. You
know, Caucasus. Mountains.
Like, I'm mad ignorant. Like, if you're not black, you're white to me.
Say less.
Like, nah, it's not
black. Wait.
We saying Brazilians, like, Portuguese, white.
Yeah, white. Like, wait.
Brazilian? You're talking about Spanish Armada, like.
No, but wait. Brazilian and Portuguese, that's like a bit shaky. Them man are black, but they don't even...
It depends though, man. You get different kind of Brazilian.
That's
niggas,
what I'm saying. That's
yeah,
what I'm saying.
Man. You get niggas like, I don't know.
Ronaldinho.
But then again, even from what I've heard these days, all of these black Brazilian niggas is all anti-black anyway.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I don't know.
There's one thing I hate.
We just need to be melanated.
You're talking about white, what were you saying?
We said we just need to be melanated. Forget the black, man.
But my thing is, like, you see when you're chatting about white people and then, like, a white girl will come and say, oh, I'm not white, I'm Albanian. Bro.
You are, oh my God.
That's
Eastern Europe.
In my head. And then I'm just like, all right.
Do you know why it don't make no sense? Because what you said is you said, I'm not this color, I'm this country. It don't make no sense.
Yeah.
It don't make no sense. Wait, it's like saying... Because Albanian isn't a color. It's not a. I don't know. It's like we're talking about skin color, innit?
No, yeah, nationality.
Yeah. Yo, they white. Albanians are white, bro. Yeah. They're whiter than the people that live here.
Yeah.
What do you classify?
No, I wouldn't go that far.
How did we get here?
As white as it gets.
How did we get here?
Yeah, like Asians. like Chinese people. Mm. I could classify them like when I say like white people and
nah. Because you're talking about races that white people don't like, Broski. How can you group them in?
When I say like I'm classing white people for like. I don't really like white people. I'm just talking about people that aren't black.
Nah, that's my close man. That's
yeah, that's
crazy. Oh, but, hey, you got South crazy. Asians. We were like, you know, the Indian, the Pakistani, and that. Mm, we're different to like the Eastern Asian, who were like the Japanese.
And then you've even got the Asians that like Iranians. Like, bro, there's so
many. Exactly that.
You are spitting knowledge to me. I just don't care.
Yeah.
I just don't
that's
care.
That's why I kept quiet.
I like to say he doesn't care.
Yeah, he don't care.
Yo, what about...
I can't do nothing about it.
You can't box it in like that.
Indians.
I won't lie.
They're just... it's white. It's in that category.
But you know how can Indians be in that category?
The people that you're grouping white people in with, yeah, white people don't like them.
Yeah.
White people don't like it. But all right, every race doesn't like black people.
That's true.
Yeah. That is very
that's
true.
That's why we're the only race that's hated by everyone.
Bro, that's
a social manipulation too.
It's definitely manipulation.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. We're mad, like inviting to the culture.
Yeah.
Too inviting. You know what I mean? We need to start gatekeeping.
No, but it's not about it's not about invited to the culture. It's about what stems from the culture, and we're always gonna be at the focal point of it. It's just about how we're used.
Mm.
If we get used all the time, then it just.
That's not even the same
man
thing.
Man said tectonic plate.
I lied.
What does that have to do? Just geography after the article.
That's not even the same thing. The fuck is that talking about?
Tectonic plates, oh no. Right, you know what, I just added words.
The nigga just trying to sound edumacated.
Bro.
I
was
trying
to say that.
What's the worst gift you've received from a girl?
A self-help book.
A self-help?
Ooh. I feel like you need that, Alice.
Yeah.
Self-help.
First of all, we'll come back to that in a sec. Self-help book.
How
I was
did you
like,
feel when you got that?
Self-help.
I looked, I was like, oh, yeah. Thank you.
What about you, man?
I can't even think, you know. The worst gift.
Well, you just
probably sometimes it's
some dead pussy.
Attitude's the worst gift.
Sometimes,
for me, when I meet people that and I think they're shit, my mood is bad forever. So don't ever speak to man again. But you know, you have to sometimes.
But that's not tangible though. Like, I can't hold this.
When a material, so you're talking about materialistic.
Mm. Yeah, material gift.
Mm.
Do I even remember those?
I've never received a gift from I got chocolate once, but I don't really. Vegan chocolate.
Oh. Was it good chocolate?
Like cardboard.
Was it good cacao?
I lied.
About like 90%.
Some of them are just shot. Yeah. By here. Yeah, that would take me off. I'm like, nah, I'm alright.
But I ain't really had like a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
why don't, nah, I had
why
gift,
don't women
but not
buy men gifts like that though?
They don't. You know what?
Hey, what do you think?
They don't.
Wait. It might be us.
It's definitely us. I think it's, it's the convert. It's
if
the converse.
If your woman listens to you, she'd get you good gifts.
Yeah, I can't lie. I'll be real.
My ex, I remember my birthday. What was it? My 23rd birthday. Like, she got me banging gifts, and every gift she got me, you could tell she'd been listening to me. Mm. You get me?
Had a sentimental value.
You could tell she'd been listening to me when we talk, innit? Because everything she got me was sentimental, or shit I needed and stuff like that. Mm. Like, so when a woman cares, innit, they will get you good gifts. Yeah.
That's when you know you've got a good woman.
Yeah, yeah.
You can get me a plant, and I promise you, I'll be smiling.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's the thing. With me, I'm very, like, I don't like big gifts, but like, if I said something, my main thing, I'm always complaining about my socks. Like, I need Nike socks. Like, but I just don't want to buy it. Kind of pricey, £30 for free.
Wait, when you say you don't have big gifts, what do you mean? Like,
all right, cool. If I come out my yard and she's bought me
a car,
you won't like
that's
it.
That's wild.
No,
you know, he said none of you man will like it.
No, I would like it. But I'm still gonna use it. But then I was like,
that's a car, you know.
Something you have to look after.
Yeah, that's what you have to look after. Why you give me a car?
Man's enchained me to this vehicle.
But the thing is, like even as you were saying today, like, I need to start letting people know when it's my birthday.
Yeah.
Birthdays is the worst day of the year for me. Like, it's people messaging me.
Sorry, Biggie.
I'm thinking. But no, but like, the fact, yeah, like, when people message you, oh, happy birthday.
That thank you, my guy session is so long.
Copy and paste thing, it's like, and like, when I say it to people.
You know what you should do next time?
What?
Just have all of your notification stories like off, so they have to just reply to a post or something.
But no, wait. By the way, I hate niggas like you. They post up too many messages, can't get back to you.
I wouldn't say that.
This is the fact that they can't get to you, so it's like, oh, they have to leave a comment. Let me just, you know, some people just feel like they have to say something
directly.
But there's always
and then those people that offload.
The people that call you though, them people they love you.
They are one.
People that call you, don't call, you don't deserve messages. Forget it, man.
But there's other types of people. You see them people like, yo, you didn't say happy birthday to me, suck your mom.
Are people still doing that? Yeah, people still doing that.
That was like a BBM thing.
People are doing it, bro.
Bro, niggas used to fume.
It's an attention thing, man.
Yeah, bro.
I was going
to
get
there's back. Only like few people where if they don't say birthday to me, I'm like, right, like, you low-key should have said it to man. But
you feel like you say happy birthday
other than that.
Huh?
Do you feel like you say happy birthday every day to someone?
I can't lie, enough time. No, look,
it's
it.
Feeling like that now.
It's feeling like
some,
it.
Yeah, there's some people I see it.
I put people's birthdays in my calendar now because I forget.
I need to separate who I need to say, but who I feel every time. I need to feel me saying happy birthday because sometimes I feel like I'm saying happy birthday as like, just get me, like, it's courteous.
And I don't want to say it to you and then you air me.
Yeah. Imagine
you're not gonna. If you remember, cool, peace. Mm-hmm. I'll peace that. Mm-hmm. But am I saying it because you're not gonna say it to me? I don't know. But like,
that's the thing. Like nowadays, I don't tell anyone happy birthday. Like very rarely. Like if it's, I wouldn't go out my way not to say it. Like say if it's in a group chat, I'll say happy birthday to everyone. But I sometimes feel like I'm saying happy birthday to someone because they said happy birthday to me.
Mm.
Like, have you ever seen a chat with someone? It's just you.
Just happy birthday.
We ain't spoken 7 years.
I feel like we need to understand the boundary line. But there's some brethren like that need happy birthdays and brethren. Yeah. It's like, all right, dad, you're good.
Is with me. Some people were like, I have their birthday in my brain. So it's like, okay, it's so-and-so's birthday. Mm. But it's like, I know everyone has them people, let's say you're on Instagram or whatever. It's like, you might not have thought of them for a bit, but it's like, oh shit, it's so-and-so's birthday.
Yeah,
I should.
Yeah, get me.
Like, that's what I'm like, innit? Where I'll see someone
you
and I'm like,
feel, innit?
What if you see a ting on the gram and that she posts a story it's her birthday and she's bad? You saying
nah, because you know what it is?
I know you said happy birthday already.
I'm like nigga number 26. Yeah. I know I'm like nigga number 26.
Like, what were you on today?
On a birthday thing.
Where we're pulling up to you today?
See with that?
Birthday and a question.
Real niggas is doing the belated thing. Two, 3 days later, oh, happy belated. I saw it was your birthday.
You see when she saved in your bookmark? So come back to it.
Yeah, you got to come back to that one.
That's one of them ones.
Am I giving you the meat tonight?
Huh?
Wait, what?
Bro.
Wait, what?
Is that how you move?
Nah, but just
this nigga's so horny.
Question's got to fly at the end, you know what I'm saying?
What? Meet with who?
Nah, but you know if you say happy birthday, if you happy birthday, if you happy birthday, she might not even know. Like, I'm guessing you're asking to give her the meat or something.
I'm trying, not even,
you know.
So it's not later, it's not a thought there anyway.
Man are just forcing the shot on goal.
Darwin Núñez, bro.
Pass the ball about it.
You know Bruno Fernandes.
Two magnums, isn't it? Serious.
Man, a lacing 5 yard passes.
Nah, it's facts, bro. I think it's about just staying in the game, bro.
Yeah, man.
In the game.
How long you been in the game for?
Huh?
How long you been in the game
for? However long I need to be in the game for.
That's purgatory. Suffering in the game, man. I hear
it. Is every man like single here or?
Nah.
Well, is every man, whoever's single, like when do you feel like you're going to leave the game?
I'm trying to leave the game every
permanently.
Day.
Permanently.
I can't even
lie. Nah, but you're too fast.
Nah. I'll be real. I'm trying to leave the game, bro.
But with love.
But I'm not trying to leave the game. I'm focusing on career and shit I got to get done first. You know what I'm saying?
I thought that's what men always do. We want to focus on our career, make sure it's patterned for when you get the girl in kind of thing.
Yeah.
But you know there's more money that's going to come out of your account. If you're not financially patterned, I can't afford you right now. Even though girls aren't looking to be like, but at the same time, you know, bro, we're all like 26, 27 in here kind of thing. It's
life is peak right now.
And it gets worse when you have a ute, man. Them. Oh. I got a son, so deep still. Two. Yeah.
So basically,
are you with the mum or you look?
Literally, yeah.
You with the mum still?
Yeah. All my money goes to him, bro.
Yep.
It's peak.
Yeah.
But holidays are peak now as well. I got to pay full price for him, and he's two.
Bro,
that's a fam. I'm doing it for photos, really. I should just do a photo album.
Do you know what that reminds me of? I was listening to a podcast time ago. This is what I mean when kids don't appreciate shit. So I was listening to a podcast where Charlamagne was talking about how his daughter goes to this like private school and they had to do like a presentation on Nelson Mandela. And she's doing the presentation and she's gone on Google and got pictures of the Nelson Mandela monument. He goes, "You have a picture of yourself standing next to the monument. Why wouldn't you just use that?" And she's like, "Oh, I don't want to." This is what I mean about kids. Like, kids don't even really understand.
I didn't really understand. My dad told me it took him, he said, 8-9 years to pay off our holiday to Disneyland. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, it's just Disneyland. Like, I could get a flight to America. And he was like, he just broke it down to me. He was like, "Yo, I had to pay for the flights for everyone." So he has four kids. Four kids. And he had to pay, I had to pay for everyone. I had to pay
accommodation,
for hotel,
tickets.
I had to pay for Disneyland. I had to pay for the cab.
Spending
I had to pay
money.
For the food.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was looking at his job. You see, when you ever look at his job, it's like, yeah, it doesn't add up.
I don't know.
He was like,
"Are you going to carry the one?"
He was like, "I was grinding." Yeah. I was like, I can't even lie. I don't even remember that holiday.
Bro, did you even see that thing on Twitter when the shorty was like, "Yo, like, you lot always talking about trying to make 100 racks for your mum. Where was your mum's 100 racks for you?"
Jesus.
That's tight.
That's all
that's
tight. But like, get me, my parents' decision to have me was on their own accord. So if I do make 100 racks and I do feel generous, because I am not obligated to give them any of my money, I am just something they've brought here.
It's not obligation, it's more like I feel like it's responsibility.
Like, more like gratitude, really.
Right, I feel like it's a responsibility.
If you win a million tomorrow, how much are you giving your parents?
Whatever they ask for.
I'm giving my mum half.
I know my parents wouldn't be like, yeah.
I'm giving my mum half. I'm giving my dad like a pinky.
Oh. Perception, innit? Me, my dad, and my mum.
I said, hold a drink. Hold a juice.
I feel like
that was for the sperm.
Yo, that's
give my the pineapple cake.
Because my parents know that I'm very business minded. They're not going to try to take bare money from me. They're probably going to say like, they're probably almost paid off for the house anyways. This like, it's for them, it's probably just enjoyment of the rest of their their days on earth.
If we quickly like touch on your relationships, so you talk about like money, your business minded and that. You're polygamous, right?
Yeah, I'm a poly guy, yeah.
That's crazy.
Nah, but
can you explain that to people who don't know? This is probably gonna go on TikTok or something. Explain what I mean.
No, but I wanna know, how does it work in terms of like financial side of things?
All right, cool. So this is the part that I like to explain in terms of the financial side when it comes to the poly, because poly comes in many ways. That's the thing. It's like there's polyamory, there's polyandrous, there's polygamy.
Ooh, that's a good
polygamy.
At the end of the day, like, it's just being about open-minded whatever relationship you're actually in. So me personally, like when I tell people I'm poly, it's more of a poly mindset, but I have a partner at the moment. Like, that's my girlfriend. Mm-hmm. That's my lady that would want to be obviously wife settings.
Mm-hmm.
But before I got with her, I just said to her, I was like, I can't lie, I'm not very much the guy that's a one woman man. And she turned around to me and said, I'm not much of the woman that's not looking for a sister wife. And I was like, what do you mean sister wife?
Sister wife?
And I was like, okay. I guess we're girlfriend and boyfriend now, because I was like, the fact that she even had that open mind, it's not like we was going to turn around and just look for a sister wife for her. That's impossible. Mm. She was even a diamond in the dirt for even having that mind frame to me.
Wait, what's your sister wife?
Yo, it's a wife, man. It's basically Islam. It's not a wife, bro, that you have. So, but
I want to cheer you.
Yeah, but the thing is, when you put yourself in a three-way situation, now you have to understand you're the denominator now. Yeah. So it's not like you being a macho man and there's two women. It's like, no, there's two powerful women and you're just the one guy. Yeah. So it's like, how can I assert myself in this situation where they feel comfortable and I've made that space for them and they still feel like I have that leadership? And at the same time, they're two feminine women that's going to want a masculine man. So it's like they want to look at me. But there's other situations, which I was about to explain. Mm. Obviously, you do have situations when guys are like, get me in other polyandrous places. Like you've got bisexual guys with like one girl and another guy. And that's obviously, that's not my sexuality to me for me to explain on. But from when I've had conversation with people, some men have been in situations where the woman's the main and then there's two guys, but the two guys are masculine and not homosexual at all. So it's like they're just a part of her.
But they're not rubbing shoulders though, innit?
Yeah, they're not rubbing shoulders.
They're not rubbing meat.
But they might know of each other.
I feel like for me, like after I've had the conversation with enough people about it, it's like, it's just about what you choose to like be able to contain. I'm not telling anyone be poly.
So
like
do you go on dates with both of them at the same time? Or is it...
I've been on, I can't lie, I've definitely not been on one date with me and my girl and another girl and I paid for like both of them because I was like, you know what? If I'm gonna do this properly, I wanna try what it's like to pay for two women. Just to feel
expensive.
Niggas
said I would have felt like
it's mine.
What did you think it was going to be like?
Yeah, no.
I get expensive as shit.
What I planned in my head, essentially, anyways, if I do find another woman that wants to obviously be a part of the patch, it's like a village mentality. You have to all understand that you're both now making money for this triad. You both have to, you have to do something as well. You can't just obviously be working and just together. It's like, all right, cool. So let's obviously create something together.
You've sold me.
Yeah, he was silent for a second.
He was interrupting. He was just not trying to sell you. That's the thing. If you want to be mono, be mono. If you want to be poly, be poly. If you want to be a fuckboy, be a fuckboy. But I'm not going to say anything. Like, it's a non-judgmental zone, bro.
Like, nah. My thing is, if you had this conversation with me like 3 years ago, I'd have told you to get out the fuck up. Thing is with me now, man's mad open-minded when it comes to these things, innit? But what I'm going to say is, I hear that, my nigga, but not me, innit?
That's what I say. It's not for everyone.
Yeah,
yeah. Not for everyone.
That's the thing. I'm in a space now, yeah. It's like, it's weird because I'll be like seeing women, but in the back of my head, I'm like, if you went out and fucked someone else, I wouldn't give a single shit.
I know where you're going with this, and I agree. Yeah, yeah. I know where you're going with this.
It's a chat to him. Yeah. Let him land. That's me still.
Let him cook. You got to land because I'm confused right now.
No,
not that I wouldn't care, but I know where you're going with it.
No, I wouldn't care.
A woman that you're seeing, you wouldn't care.
Like, we've gone on dates, we chat, everything. Yeah. Like, okay. I wouldn't care because I'm not trying to settle down fully, like.
Okay.
Oh, I thought you were going somewhere else.
It might be because I don't love them enough, but I have love for them.
I would say you're just you're just kind of in open situationships then.
But if she told you that she's juicing next man though, like,
I always tell people, yeah, if you want to fuck another guy, just use a condom.
Well, you say this out loud, yeah?
Or just keep me
safe. Yeah, you've got to have
some. But she tells me, innit? Because if I get burned.
Yeah, what? Ooh,
wait, you man. Is this?
Serious?
Is this with things that you're just touching? Just or things that you're dating, bro?
Dating, bro?
Dating's different, bro.
Date to what? Date? To potentially be something or just dating?
Because I just be dating. I can't even.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. I only date a woman that man's looking to do something with, like go somewhere with.
I hear that.
But well,
like, when you say dating, like, what do you mean by dating?
As in, I'm investing my time, my effort, my money in a woman.
There's an objective at the end of this dating.
Yeah, I'm not just dating random things for no reason, bro. I'm wasting my time.
Define dating then. Yeah, like every man's got
everyone's dating perception is different.
Yeah.
What is dating?
If it's a thing that I'm not seeing. Mm. I'm not just seeing you. Like, oh yeah, I'm seeing her. Hey, no, everyone knows what I mean. There's hierarchies in it. There's like, there's women that you're just seeing. Like, oh yeah, you have links and then you have girls you're dating. But that's just in my.
But here's what I'm saying. I feel like Alex is saying that his thing is like he's not focused on any of the objective. Yeah. He's happy being in the zone
moment.
Where it's like, there's.
Yeah, like, I tried doing
that.
Living
in the moment. Yeah, I hear you.
I tried doing that. Ain't work.
I live my life day by day. Mm. Next day, I'm just glad to be here. Yeah.
Breath by breath, breath by present. Yep. He's just present.
Good, though.
By the grace of God.
But maybe it's a bad thing and maybe I should like sort out plans, but it's like right now, a woman ain't my main goal. Like, even like, saying, like having sex with women, like, if I get pussy one day, I'm grateful for it. Because I don't know when I'm going to get next.
I need
to. But Dre,
about the family thing though? Like, that's not an objective.
What, a family?
Like, having a family.
Yeah, I want to have a family.
But later on, after you hit the goals.
Yeah, when my hairline goes.
Come on.
Rotted. Not even in the prime.
When,
I thought that's abuse.
But my main thing about the whole mindset is, like, safety. I don't want to.
Okay.
I don't want to be at work one day and I'm itching. Yeah. And that's what I always say. Just that's, let me know.
That's the safety thing. Do I hear it? That's the safety thing.
No, I get that. I get that.
But Dre, you see, obviously, because I'm bare like intrigued in the poly stuff, right?
Go for it.
You say you have two like strong women like by your side, right? What if they decide to bring in a man, for example?
That's why I feel like people don't have their conversations because obviously, my girl has already explained to me she doesn't want another masculine energy in her presence. She's happy with just me. So she told me she wants another lady. So I was just like, okay, cool. I can't just give you a lady, like, get me, like, pull out Azad or something. But obviously...
how'd you go about finding this third woman?
I'm trying to finish. Let me finish answering the question. So if we turn around and found another lady and then we told her that it's like, yeah, cool. Like, it's only one masculine energy. Okay. It's triad, innit? It's a triad. There's not like a quadruple thing. It's a triad, innit? Mm. One masculine energy, two feminine energy. How do you feel about that? And she accepts whatever we have, then it's cool. But obviously, get me, people change. And if people change and they want to, and she all of a sudden wanted the masculine energy to herself, that I would just say that the triad's finished. It's just like, what, babes, go love, go do whatever.
But there's no jealousy or nothing.
Nah, bro. I just let her go do that. And then we go back to me and Rich. My girl would just be one or two or something else, or vibes.
Do you look for this third person or not, are you just trying to, if it comes, it comes?
It's like...
trial period.
It's like... It's out there, innit? Man's not hidden it. Mm. It's out there. While it's out there, I expect females to like be intrigued. So I've had like a few like people be intrigued.
Off the roller skating videos.
Woof.
Roller skating video got me mad horny, bro.
Pause. Wait though.
I never saw. I want
to see.
I can't lie.
I can't lie.
It's a serious video.
Still, I can't lie. Yeah,
you see when
them and I skating backwards.
No, but you see when I was skating back. But you see when you're in a club, yeah, when you're whining face to face with a babe, like you love her, like you want to spend your whole life with her.
That's my goal in the video, though. Huh? Yeah, that's my goal. Yeah. Honestly, that's my goal.
Mad sensual.
Yeah,
that's
the point.
What I thought you were gonna say earlier, you know, when you have like, let's say, you say, for instance, you got the tribe, but it's two men and a woman.
Oof, okay, right? Yeah, that's the polyandry.
Yeah, it's polyandrous.
What would fuck, like you said, that like, cool if you fuck another nigga?
I said, you're like stupid, man.
I'm sorry.
That's the situation I see Alex being in, though, really.
Sorry.
Nah, what I was gonna say is. If you got, like, let's say, for instance, right, yeah, you're fucking that nigga, cool, whatever.
Wait, what?
No, what? Not me, the girl, man. What are we doing, man?
Hey, yo.
Nah, you meant it on purpose.
Hey, yo, you can't just...
Maybe, okay. Now, cool. If I wasn't interrupted, I wouldn't have jumped back in, innit? All right, get me. So,
Atlas land.
You niggas is crazy. Anyway, go on. Let's say, for instance, right, it's you, another brother, and the girl. Yeah. And the girl was fucking that nigga, yeah?
That's how you should clear? Yeah.
Cool. I'd be like, cool, whatever, that's part and parcel. Let's say she hits your phone, innit? She's like, I want to go to the shopping center. I want to go shopping, whatever. You're like, oh, I'm busy. Let's go later. You come home, whatever. You're like, yeah, let's go. She's like, I already went with my man. That would hurt me more. Yeah. Like, what do you mean you're doing activities with him and
that's the conversing part. If she said, okay, cool. All right, I'm trying to go now, so I'm going to go with da-da-da. I've been told.
Yeah.
But she ain't told you.
If she ain't told me. Now we're going to have a group
conversation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're at the kitchen table. We have a group meeting there and then. So why did you feel like you had to be sneaky about that? I know. You know, I'm putting in my feminine side now. I'm going. I'm gone.
Don't roll over in the bed.
Yeah. Whatever, man.
There's two things I wanted to bring up before we end up.
How long we got left?
7 minutes, 8 minutes.
Calm, we still got.
You lot see PK's little scandal?
Wait, which PK? Football? Wait, what? Football.
Not PK, Humble.
Yeah, yeah, football PK. You talking about the strawberry jam thing?
Yeah.
The strawberry jam.
Yeah, I saw that.
I said, yeah, I know exactly how that argument went in the household. Mm. So you're eating jam now? And then,
ooh, these times you're allergic.
I was like, what jam? What jam?
You're like, wow. Jam? Really? Really? You know when you're thinking of a lot?
Getting caught like that is crazy.
You didn't even got a child to hide it on or not. I'm just.
Do you know what? That's fucked. I mean, he had her in the crib and that.
Yeah,
She's all getting into the condiments and everything.
Everyone
know
what happened for context sake.
Yeah, context.
The thing is,
you don't know what happened.
Context. Give the context.
Oh, so go on, tell them.
So obviously Shakira and PK have gone through a divorce or breaking up, and then she came out. Well, no, she didn't even come out. I think it was like a rumor.
It was reported. Like, it might not even be true.
We don't know if it's true, but they said Shakira found out PK was cheating on her through. She found out the jam had like. Down and he doesn't eat jam and then that's how she knew
because you know he was nice in the morning
did not have the stealth
you wanna, he made her toast in the morning and put some jam and said what's some jam with that dude?
It might have been, I don't know if it was like a crime watch thing or something, but these niggas run up in a crib innit, run up in a crib, they burgled the crib and that, and then before they left, these brazen ass niggas, one of the niggas started eating sausage rolls innit. You know how they're bare flaky. The flakes fell off in a minute and fell on the floor. So obviously when the feds are sucked, they got to pick up the flakes and that like, DNA'd it. Bang, bagged it. Crazy.
That's mad, bro.
All I'm going to say is Pork got a man arrested, didn't it?
Cool. Enough.
It's a run. We'll leave it at
that. I hear it though, like, because I could just only imagine. It's like PK just there chilling in the big yard and she's just whoever my girl is, mystery woman. It's like, oh yeah.
Man's hungry.
You got to go in an hour, but do you want some breakfast? Yeah. Like, oh, I don't really eat jam, but it's all right. We can share.
Shakira's favorite.
But do you know how mad it is?
Because she knows Shakira's. She knows it's Shakira's jam.
Imagine, you come home, your wife's cheating, and the guy's playing your ultimate team or something like that.
One of your players been sold. One of your players has been sold. That's like, open up your rewards.
So that's how she probably felt. She was like,
yeah, you're in Mbappe, he's got no contract.
Where's my VC gone? Transferred. No VC.
That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, now please. You
don't mind if I put another cheating scandal in here?
Yeah, please go for it.
All right, cool.
We should make this a thing.
Yeah.
Every episode.
All members of the Cheating Nigga Society, say aye.
Wait, what?
Cheating in the past?
Emotionally, but
like... Oh, nigga,
what?
That's crazy.
Nigga, that ain't real.
That's real crazy.
Wait, what do you mean emotionally?
No, you can just feel for someone else while you have this.
Ooh, that sounds wild.
Yeah. Like, there's definitely been
times texting?
Texting, going to meet...
Yeah, when? What's the boundary?
If my girl's texting another man, she's cheating on me, bro.
Yeah. But men can't emotionally cheat.
You think so?
No, we're dumb. Because we're zombies, bro.
That sounds like we don't have
intelligence.
We ain't got long
masculinity. That's what that sounds like. Yeah, pack the scenario.
The scenario is a bit nuts, but I've got a story to end on it. But let's say your woman calls you and she was like, you've given me an STD. How do you get out of the situation or damage limitations?
You switch that back on her, bruv.
Why are you getting tested without me knowing?
I ain't got enough.
Wait, this is your.
I've got
your
no girlfriend. Narcissism left in me. I couldn't do it. I failed. I'd fail there and then.
I would definitely be asking more questions though.
So your girl calls you and says you're giving me an STD.
Mm-hmm. Have I actually cheated or she cheated in this situation?
Yeah.
That because that's
no, wait, I need to know if I've cheated.
Yeah.
You've cheated.
Okay.
So I've cheated. Yeah. Picked something up and I've dropped it off on my girl.
Yeah.
Amazon.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta claim bestiality or something.
That's why.
Looking real good.
I'm not going down right. I'm going down wrong.
What's the STD that she got?
If it's herpes, you'll come.
Yeah, you can lie because
you can get that from.
Yeah, because you can get that from like 6 years ago or something.
Yeah.
Just come. No.
Usher thing.
Don't do him like that.
Let's say it's a grade one chlamydia. Nothing crazy.
You get off the toilet seat.
Can you?
Apparently.
I can get off what?
Off the toilet seat.
That's what I
heard you can.
Yeah, I heard you can.
I heard you can. You're saying just slapping your meat on the toilet seat. How do you explain it later?
Let me write that one down. There's one you could... this is the forbidden dance. You could just be like, me and my homies, we swapped underwears and I must have picked up.
That's wild. I won't lie. That's defamation of
she might recover you anyway.
She asked which homie.
Have you
told your homie that he's running around with something? And it's, there's bare things that will happen after.
She ain't gonna look at him.
Do you know what? That's already scenarios you give Alex, yeah? You look, you just gotta charge it. Because how you getting out of that?
That's what I'm saying, charge it to the game.
Because there's one thing, do you know what a lot of girls will say? Like, a lot of girls, yeah, not that they don't mind getting cheated on, but they've acknowledged the fact they're probably getting cheated on. Mm. They're just like, don't embarrass me, don't burn me. Yeah. Mm. Now, if you burn her, you get me. It's like, one thing for you to fuck out on me, but then to fuck out on me, you don't use protection. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. You got
to
buy a LV bag or something.
Yeah, you got to buy a Birkin. Where's the sweetie?
What type of materialistic-
A lie! Like, what?
It should be like, LV okay. bag. LV.
Comedian for Birkin?
Yes, you can give her medication in there, innit?
I'm raising this 60% is looking like 90 right now.
I think I've told you this story. I haven't told you like this story. There's one of my guys. I seriously won't say names. But he must have given this girl. I think it was chlamydia. So he must have given this girl chlamydia, and then he's like, "Yo, you need to get checked up." Da da da. And she was like, "Oh yeah, it's all right. It's whatever." Da da. So like a week and a half later, they fuck again, and then she tells him, "You know, I didn't take the meds." And he was like, "What?" And she's like, "How does it feel?"
Oh.
How does it feel?
How does it feel?
That's not what the Angelo meant when he asked her. That's not what he meant.
That's a mad one.
I said, women are wicked. Like, it's wicked giving a woman an STD.
Oh, that's the spot in her store.
Wicked. I can only play Uno reverse.
Say no more.
I'll start saying Uno reverse.
She just C-checked, man, basically.
That is crazy.
I was just like, women can kill. Women can kill.
Oh, yeah, Hando.
They've been killing. Like,
you see, if a woman takes you back after cheating, yeah? Just don't go back.
Yeah, we said it. It's not the same because she's going to resent you. Yeah,
and she's plotting.
Yeah, she's going to resent you for cheating on her and then you're going to resent her for resenting you. It's just going to fuck up.
Yeah, I don't want that.
It never works. If you cheat, broski, like when you get bad, just ride it.
Taking back someone just to cheat on them is sick, by the way. Because I slipped into some pussy. I didn't plan it.
What? Was you wearing the wrong sandals or something?
Yeah. Jesus sandals.
She's got a whole 3-month plan of how she's going to destroy me. I'm not on it.
She's got the fucking, you know the GTA when you're playing a heist and they've got
the boy sword.
They've got a board and
have a Lester in that.
Shooting up Dr. Doofenshmirtz in that. Just chilling. Stop it.
But all right, let's wrap this up in an hour.
Fucking hell, man.
Thanks for everyone pulling up.
That was a funny episode.
Yeah, but yeah,
new studio.
Is it? I don't know. I kind of like the other one. But yeah, we'll be back at Outset Studio.
We'll see.
But yeah.
My man's in the next room listening to you.
Man.
We've got to be real in this. No, we've got to be real in this life, though. We've got to be real.
Yeah, facts.
We'll swap interchange.
I'm paying for this.
It's a poly podcast. We can go wherever we want, man.
Yo, I don't know. The poly thing just sounds like.
Get me on the two magnums, bro. Get me on two magnums. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, the poly thing sounds a bit like.
But you're doing that in DR, though, so I don't want to hear it.
Hey, nah. Not right there.
Okay. Listen, guys, listen. Use the hashtag AOT pod. Thank you for listening. Like, share, subscribe, and retweet when Alex posts it on Twitter. Thank you very much for listening.
Thanks for having us, man.
Come on, man.
Love up, man.